The First American Music. The first Europeans came to America in 1492 with Christopher Columbus. Since that time, people have come to America from all over the world. From Europe, Africa, and Asia, and they have brought their music with them. This mixing of people and music has created American music. Music is a very important part of our lives. Music is for dancing, drinking, eating, loving, and thinking. Some songs remind us of our childhood or youth. Others remind us of the people we love. Many important occasions like weddings and funerals have special music. Every nation has a national song. Like the American song, the Star-Spangled Banner. In the U.S., high schools and colleges have school songs too. Music is a part of the history of America. It expresses the problems and feelings of its people. As the years pass, the music grows and changes. Modern science has also changed music. Inventions like records, radio, movies, electric instruments, tape recorders, and videos have changed the way we play and listen to music. They have helped to make music an important form of international communication. American music, from the earliest folk songs to modern pop, is known around the world. Music is one of America's most important exports. It brings the people of the world together. Even when people cannot understand the same language, they can share the same music. Many people learn and practice English by singing songs. Understanding American music can help you understand American people, their history and culture. So as the song says, put a dime in the jukebox, baby. Let's listen to the music. Native Americans lived in America before Columbus arrived. They had songs for many occasions, and they used drums and other musical instruments. Dancing and music was an important part of their life and their religion. You can still hear Native American music and see dancing at special festivals. The first British people who came to America were very religious. They came for religious freedom. Their songs were simple, and they did not use musical instruments in the church. Soon, other people with different forms of the Christian religion arrived in America. They brought different kinds of church music from Europe, and they used musical instruments like the organ and the piano in the church. Not all early music was church music. Some people liked to drink and dance. Many drinking places opened, and fiddle, violin, music, and European songs entertained the people. American farmers soon left the East Coast to begin new farms further west. The farms were big and far apart. There were not many towns or churches. Religious leaders called preachers rode horses around the country and brought religion to the farm people. To bring the country people together in a large group, these preachers held camp meetings. These religious meetings were held in big tents. Sometimes thousands of people went to hear the preachers. Camp meetings often went on for several days. Popular religious songs were sung and the music was very lively. People clapped their hands and tapped their feet to the music. The first camp meeting was held in 1800 and they are still held today. Many pop stars, for example Elvis Presley, first learned to sing and to love music at these meetings.